Moncrief on News Talk.
So, legendary footballer Roy Keane, ever heard of him? So he did an interview recently and he said that he plans to ditch the punditry. So when he goes on talking about sports, he hates it. He doesn't want to do it anymore and he wants to take up farming. So when he was asked, where do you see yourself in 10 years' time? He said, a nice house somewhere, bit of land, few animals. And it got us thinking, is farming all it's cracked up to be, or has it been a little bit glamorised? Some of you might have seen Clarkson's Farm. I'm joined now by Rachel Donovan, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Hey, Stephanie. Thanks for having me on.
How do you think farming is perceived by the general public?
Yeah, I think it's definitely not as easy as I suppose it's made out to be in a lot of cases. You know, it's tough. It's hands-on. It's physical. You're dependent on the type of farm, and I suppose you're dealing with animals, you're dealing with the weather, you're out in the elements, it's 365, you know, it's if you have a sick animal, it's not just a case of, okay, we'll deal with that in the morning, or it's 5 o'clock, we're gonna clock off here now and close the laptop. You know, it's definitely very tough, and I suppose it's definitely here, it's a great job, it's a great profession, if you're cut out for it. But I don't know, does Roy Keane know what he's getting himself in for? You know, when I studied ag science, and part of the course was, I'm from a farm originally, but we still had to go and do different work experiences on different farms. And, you know, like you have to go to a piggery, to go to a dairy farm, to go to a tillage farm. And like, I think maybe that could be a good way to dip his toes into it, to go do a bit of work experience, maybe with some local farmers, some dairy farmers in Cork. I'm sure they'd be glad to take him on and see if he could learn the ropes. But yeah, I don't know. It's a tough profession, you know. It's long days, and I think the one thing farmers' wives are all in unison about is that they never get to see their husbands. So
although he'd probably be delighted about there, it does seem kind of isolating. I was talking to my producer Sean here before we came on air, and I was like, well, maybe he just wants a few chickens, you know, like maybe Roy Keane just wants kind of an easy, nice time outside. So it's because obviously he's been a footballer, right? So he's used to hard, you know, physical work. And Sean was like, are you joking? Like, that's like saying I want to retire and have a baby. Like, being a farmer is heavy going. Do you think that farmers, my experience, my husband is from a farming family, is that people wouldn't change it for the world, though. It's hard, but it's a vocation. Like, if you're kind of called to do it.
Yeah, it's almost like Roy Keane giving out about the punditry. You know, farmers give out about it all the time, but still, they wouldn't give it up for love nor money. You know, there's land that's in the name for generations. It's very hard to just say, okay, let's sell all this land. They're not going to do it, and they never do it. You know, hence why land costs so much in this country, and depending on what part of the country he's in, I think that'll be the first obstacle. I know money probably won't be an issue for Roy Keane, but like, there's parts of the country where astronomic prices are being paid for land in Tipperary, where I live, in the south of the county. 1 acre is going for 38,000, or went for 38,000. So I don't know, is he prepared when he actually sits down and looks at the figures, would he be prepared to throw his money at it? And a lot of farmers I talk to, this one man told me a joke one time, and he said, you know, someone asked him, if he won the lottery, what would he do? And he said, I'd stay farming until I lost it all. You know, it's a great way of losing money if that's what you want to do. But like, if you're able to make money out of it, great. But even Jeremy Clarkson, if anyone who watched that show, like, there were losses, and huge losses there, from the tillage enterprise, different parts of it. Like, if the weather just doesn't go good, you know, maybe it's animals he wants, maybe it's tillage, but like, if the weather doesn't go good and you can't get your crops in and your yields are poor, that's all your money essentially down the drain.
Now, this is slightly, it is on topic, but it might be slightly controversial, but it's just the way my brain works. You're saying here, most of the farmers do it, not most, but a lot of farmers do it for the love of it, but there's a lot of money to be lost. And so, but there are also a lot of government supports, European and Irish government supports, to support farmers to do what they do. But that doesn't happen for any other industry. Should we be supporting farmers to do what they do if, as you say, it's a money-losing activity just because it's their hobby? Not their hobby, but their passion and their tradition.
Yeah, I suppose in most cases it's what's bred into people, you know, when their fathers did it or parents did it and they want to do it and they want to keep it going. But as you say, it is probably the only sector that gets relief or payments like that. But I suppose this comes back to, and I hear this from farmers day in, day out here in the Farmers Journal, that, you know, they're just not getting enough for their produce, whether it's lamb, whether it's beef, whether it's their oats, you know, it's not reflect what the prices that are seen that retailers are charging isn't kind of reflective of what they're getting, you know, in the mart or for their milk. So I suppose that's where the issue lies in a lot of cases.
But is that not just capitalism? Like, if you can get it cheaper elsewhere, you will.
Yeah, I suppose the consumer is going to
dictate.
They definitely are. And even today, like, we had a story about how women are dictating the price of steaks in shops, like that retailers told us that they don't want these big, huge steaks because they're too awkward and they're too hard to cook, and they want smaller size steaks, so they want smaller animals. So that's telling the farmer, okay, you need to keep your animals smaller, breed them smaller. We don't want these big.
But surely that also reduces
anymore.
The cost, because you don't have to feed the cow as much. You don't have to feed the cow for as long. So then smaller animal isn't going to cost as much.
It depends on where the animal is coming from. If more and more of our beef now is coming from the dairy herd, but like, there are farmers who would live and die for a suckler farm, and these are your kind of big continental type cattle, you know, the nice Limousines, your Charlies, and they wouldn't change, and they definitely wouldn't go into dairy and or that kind of stock, you know. So it's as I said earlier, it's bred into people, and it's they very, very, not very often do they change. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people are going dairy and now, but you know, it's what you're used to, I suppose.
There's two things that are sure in life. Three things: debt, taxes, and that when you talk about farming on radio, your text lines will light up. So many people are so annoyed with me because I've been like, why should we be subsidising farmers? But people said, in fairness, Will in Limerick says, there are farmers and then there are farmers. I don't think Roy Keane will be relying on EU subsidies to make ends meet. And that's fair enough. Yeah. That was kind of like our pathway into the conversation. I'm a dairy farmer here in South Offaly. My neighbour and I have spent most of the morning covering a huge silage pit, chucking tyres full of dirty water onto the plastic cover. It's one of the dirtiest and hardest jobs on a farm. That's PJ. And someone, you might explain this text to me. Farming is grand if there wasn't pen pushers in various departments to deal with. Is there a lot of paperwork in farming now?
So, yeah, true. I was going to say, some people could call me a pen pusher. I'm only a part-time farmer. But there is. There's so much paperwork now. No matter what you do, it has to be recorded or it has to be documented somewhere. And all the schemes now, it's all paperwork, you know, and there's inspections upon inspections. And, you know, anyone can walk into a farmer's yard nowadays and just start an inspection, whether it's from the county council or from the Department of Agriculture. So, suppose this huge farmers have to abide by huge standard, very high standards nowadays. Like, but I know I'm on the border of Tip and South Offaly. I left there this morning for Dublin, and it was miserable weather. And I was glad to be getting on the train for Dublin and in a warm office here now. And so I feel pity for the fellas covering that silage pit. But like, you know, it depends on the type of farming you're doing. They all bring, I suppose, their different challenges, and the weather is a huge one. You know, a lot of farmers have said to me this year, it has not stopped raining since last July. And I know everyone is feeling the brunt of that around the country, but farmers in particular, like, you know, it really does affect their day-to-day business and their day-to-day, like, going out on the farm and their outlook on things. Like, you know, it can be tough, and you mentioned earlier, a lot of farmers are on their own day in, day out, and they might not meet anyone. And the radio is a big thing for farmers. You know, that might be the only thing they're listening to. But yeah, it's definitely tough. I know Roy, he's keeping well. He's a few greys, but I think if he did launch into it, he'd be a lot greyer by the end of it, you know.
We have another text here. Interestingly, what you're saying is, you know, it's a generational thing. I am the oldest son in my farming family. I've never felt any love towards the land like my father did. Years later and far away, I have no regrets, but I have total admiration for farmers and what they do. Other people are saying it's a profession that's lost the respect of the public. Everyone wants their child to have a tech job and a nice latte at lunchtime, not realising where the milk for their fancy coffees come from. We need to respect these types of jobs. Well,
yeah,
I think...
like.
Yeah,
I remember growing up, like, you know, you'd have our lads telling you, make sure now you marry a farmer with lots of road frontage. And that definitely, that, you know, that whole narrative definitely did change. It was, by the time I was leaving school, it was, go get yourself a job. And I know I stayed in the agricultural industry, but I always knew I wanted an industry job, you know, or more of a desk-based job and be able to enjoy the farm and not to have to rely on it and turn to hate it. You know, I wanted to stay enjoying the bit of farming part-time. But it definitely, I suppose, there's not as much pressure anymore for particularly young lads, you know, young boys. You know, you have to be the one to take over the farm. Thank God, like, that has changed.
But there's people queuing up like Roy Keane to take over farms and that don't have it in their family. Another text here. We need to keep the farmers going with top-up payments when needed. Otherwise, we'd have no food produce. We need food, of course. That's not true. Like, we would absolutely have food. And my opinion of what we are discussion here, Rachel, is that you're saying a lot of people are doing this as kind of a part-time gig. Like, they have jobs, they're doing it in the mornings, in the evenings, weekends, but it's a passion for them rather than like keeping us fed.
Yeah, I suppose here a lot of farmers are part-time farmers, but obviously there's a lot of farms making a lot of money, you know, as well, are very successful. I suppose dairying is probably the top earner in terms of farm incomes for the last number of years, but that fluctuates as well. Milk price goes up, milk price goes down, but like, those fluctuations aren't seen as much at consumer level, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a huge benefit to the country. We export 90% of our produce, and I do think that would be felt by the economy or on the economy if it was
stopped.
Overnight taken away, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much for chatting to me. Rachel Donovan, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Keep your texts coming in. Do you disagree with me? Do you agree with me? The very best of luck to Roy Keane if he wants to get a few animals.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.